once again, we are taking care of business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Morning, Jim. You look different.
I look different. Yeah, I got a little few chin whiskers there. Winter's coming on. Snow's getting ready to fly. Yep. Got to get ready for it. So here we are talking biz once again, Tony.
It is. Yeah. Beautiful Saturday morning.
It's been a while. We have either you've been gone, I've been gone, everybody's been gone.
A while.
But our guest has been here, Mao Wing, who is coming on this morning, and we'll talk to him.
Holding the show together for us.
Absolutely.
He was.
Once again, we are coming at you talking business on BizTalk as we do every Saturday morning, have for about the last 10 years, and this morning is no different. One of the things we always like to open up and start out, because our real mission here is to help empower a lot of listeners that might be listening to the show, give you some direction, give you some tips, maybe a little bit of help in a rough economy. A lot of people are kind of shuffling around a little bit right now, trying to get a handle on things, but hopefully this is a breath of fresh air, and that's what it's all about.
Business owners out there, that we'd like the show to be a how-to program, and we invite listeners to call in with questions that might pertain to our guest. And if you have any other questions about business or business situations,
we'll take them. Yeah.
We'll take them. And the question you pose is probably the same question a whole bunch of people out there are thinking about, and the answer will benefit a lot of folks.
Right, exactly. And we got a good show today. Our guest has been on. Last time he was on, we had a lot of calls, and we gave away some books, and we'll do that again today.
Yeah, Wynn's going to do a good job, Jim.
And we will tell you a little bit more about that as we go along. But once again, let's mention our affiliation, a little bit of our relationship with the SCORE chapter here.
Exactly, Jim. BizTalk program really does benefit the SCORE chapter. You and I are both SCORE mentors, and so is Wynn.
Right.
And so SCORE benefits from the radio program. SCORE is a national organization. We have a local Fox Cities chapter that covers 8 counties from here down through Oshkosh on down to Fond du Lac.
Right.
And the SCORE chapter puts on a number of seminars during the year. We have free mentoring and counseling for business owners in many disciplines. We have probably 40 really active mentors in our chapter, and those disciplines include personal and business cash flow, like Wynn is good at, accounting, manufacturing, intellectual properties, IT, social networking, banking. We have a lot of mentors in our chapter who can help the business owners with questions along those lines. We're not for hire, but we'll help the business owner walk through these processes and these questions and help bring them to a solution, but we're not for hire. We're free. We won't do it for them, but we work with them.
Right,
we
exactly.
want to be a sounding board. And folks like Bill Devine, who's been an established mentor in our chapter, he's had SCORE clients for as long as 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no timeline as long as it's productive and things are moving forward. And if you'd like to learn more about the SCORE chapter, and if you'd like to subscribe or ask for free counseling, visit the SCORE chapter's website at scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com. Pay us a visit there. And if you're interested in learning more and you'd like to meet with a counselor or a mentor, fill out the application online, hit the send button, and probably within a week someone will be contacting you, because we are a group of volunteers. We don't hold 8 to 5 office hours.
Yeah, and anybody is out there that may feel that, hey, I feel I could be a SCORE mentor and I'd like to get involved with the organization.
Yeah.
We're always looking for people to come in. And
look, absolutely. If you're interested in being a mentor, good point, Jim.
Yeah.
We're always looking for them. And you can apply for that online as well and submit your application, and we'll be following up with you. We're looking for good people to provide that give back to business owners.
One of the things that could be very helpful to the SCORE chapter is folks that might speak Spanish or might be
multilingual
and help out in that arena, because I've had some clients that basically speak very, very heavy Spanish, and I'm doing my best to communicate.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to get some help from the SCORE chapter, go to scorefoxcities.com, or if you'd like to be a mentor, go visit the website and make some inquiries, and we'd be happy to follow up with you.
Okay, and just quickly, I'm going to give out the phone numbers this morning. Folks want to give us a call. We're going to open up the phones. Give us a few minutes before we do that. But we got some special announcements this morning.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We'd like to say a special thank you to the sponsors who bring the show to you every week. Without those sponsors, we couldn't have the show.
Right.
And those sponsors include Associated Bank, Alberts and Hailing CPA firm here in Appleton.
Right.
Ann Ertel Sawaski at Sawaski Law.
Yep.
Ann Ertel and her associates do just business law, and they also do intellectual property law, copyrights, trademarks, and that sort of thing. And also a thank you to Lakeview Credit Union.
Yep.
By the way, Pat Lowney, the CEO of Lakeview Credit Union, is going to be our guest next week.
Next week, yeah.
And that'll be a good show.
Yep.
And a special thanks to the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly newspaper.
Right.
If the listening audience consisting of business owners is not subscribed to Business News, they should be. It's $20 a year, comes out every 2 weeks. Yeah. Good stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a real good bang for the buck and a great business tool.
And one last thing, Jim. Yeah. Next Wednesday night, we're concluding, the SCORE chapter is concluding the first 5 steps program, simple steps, 5 weeks. Next Wednesday is the final one. And we'll be doing this again in January, February.
Very basic in
it's
that.
It's initial, yeah. Yep. And basically, the first session is startup basics. Why do you want to go into business? What are the things that influence success?
Sure.
The second session is business concept. What are you doing? Is there a market for what you're doing? How do you get to the market? Number three is marketing plan.
Right.
More detail on marketing. Number four is financial projections and some analysis of ratios and an introduction to the banking relationship. And then in the number five, they talk about finding different sources of money to fund your business and the banking relationship and more analysis on the ratios and things. So
yeah.
It's a good program. We have about, when would you say we had like 10 or 12 people in the class?
Yes, and that's people were very excited about it. I have the clients coming after that session. They are very excited about it,
yep.
And they really opened their ears and eyes and broaden their horizon.
Yeah, it's a great program because you and I both have counseled people that are really, really just on the very, very startup edge. And this kind of puts them into the basics and fundamental.
It helps the business owner understand, husband and wife team or individually,
sure.
Do I really want to do this now? Maybe there's more to this than I thought there was, and I should probably wait on this.
Right.
That's a success, just like someone who says, I want to do this now.
Because a lot of people are going to plunk all they have into a business, and suddenly they say, oh, this was a mistake.
Right.
But anyway, we're talking biz right here on the radio. We're going to take a short break. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network. You are listening to Biz Talk. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay, we are back. We are talking business right here on Biz Talk, as we do every Saturday morning. And we're so glad that you joined us. Want to mention a couple of things. I want to let you know that we're going to give away a book this morning. Our guest is Mao Nguyen, who is also a SCORE mentor and has been, I think, for several years now.
About 7 years.
Yeah, and Maung has written an excellent, excellent book. It's called Winning Ways for Life. And in this book, it's just chock full of financial information because he's also a volunteer for FISC, which is a not-for-profit organization.
And he's also a registered, certified financial planner.
Yeah, he is, and he does, and actually the counseling that you do for FISC and the mentoring is more of a labor of love. You're not getting paid. You're not making the big bucks for even the book sales are going to charity.
Yeah, after all the expenses are deducted, it will go to charity, especially to FISC for financial education literacy.
Well, I want to mention that we will give you, there's a couple of ways to get a copy of this book. Number one, you can call in this morning to our radio show. And if you got to come on the air with us, folks, you can make a comment or you can ask a question. And our number in Appleton is 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150. And if you're outside the area, maybe down in Fond du Lac, maybe in Oshkosh, somewhere thereabouts, 866-887-1150. I think we forgot to mention, Tony, this morning that the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities also has the the Oshkosh and the Fond du Lac.
Yeah, I mentioned that it goes eight counties down through Oshkosh all the way to Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
And it's good to mention that again because there are little score groups down there that the local Fond du Lac or Oshkosh folks can go connect with.
Exactly.
Again, they can find that information out at scorefoxcities.com.
There you go. Yep. Okay. And before we get started this morning, I want to mention that Maung is going to be doing a money conference. That'll be the ninth annual Fox City Money Conference. The whole subject is going to be money, adult classes, things like building and keeping a good credit score, how to have more month than money for a change, and how many of us have run out of money before the month is over. Feed your family healthy food without going broke. 50 ways to save dollars in 50 minutes. I like that one. So this program will be going on, and it will be on the 5th of November. Will be the 9th
Saturday.
Annual. That's a Saturday. And from 8:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, we'll be talking a little bit more about it.
And Jim, one of the things about this money conference is they have these adult classes. You just read the topics for adult classes. They also have youth classes from 6 to 18. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
How to interview tips and more to get your foot in the door. Comparison shopping, shop the smart way. How do you go to college? The college transition, focus on financing for college. And you want it all, learn the smart way to get it.
Yeah.
So I think it's real important that that adults, parents, and schools, and SCORE, and FISC, and so on, start to bring the children, the youth, into this process.
Right, right.
So many of us as adults today wish we would have had that introduction when we were 14 or 12 or 18 years old.
The baby boom generation, mm-hmm. probably the parents were so protective of the mm-hmm. kids because they came through a depression era.
Sure.
That we got spoiled with credit cards, and now see what's happening?
I remember when I left college and got my first apartment. You mean I have to pay the rent every month?
Yes.
Dad always paid the rent.
Yeah, at the conference, too, if you are attending, the Winning Ways for Life books will be given away, and it's a compliment of Goodwill Industries of North Central Wisconsin, and the president and CEO is Bob Peterson, and he has been supporting to write this book from day one, and now he's also giving away the books. So
that's great support, Wynn. Yeah. Great support.
Well, just to introduce Maung this morning, you have worked for Kimberly-Clark for a number of years prior to retirement. And now you're a certified financial planner and spend, the last 10 years with FISC?
16 and a half years.
16 and a half
and
years,
with no peer of volunteer. Yeah. And between FISC and SCORE and other volunteer things, I'm working about 40-hour a week, but with no pay. But I enjoy it.
It's a labor of love.
And your wife keeps saying, when's the paychecks going to start rolling in? Come on.
And she has been very, very supportive of it. To me, what is success? Success is to reach that state of prosperity where you have a financial independence and you can also help people.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of empathy for people who are struggling. Well, and people are struggling. There's no question about it. I can empathize that. Many years ago, I was in the same boat. I almost took my life. So this is what people keep your heads up and keep plugging.
And that is mentioned in this book, a lot about your life. And this book is really has to do with your life and what got you back on the right track for in a world of finance, how to handle your own money. And I think last time I was on, we talked a little bit about his childhood. He came close to suicide at one time. And
it's a great story of Wynn's life. And the role not only of money in his life, but a religious guidance. There's an observation.
Spirituality
that is it takes a precedent over the money.
Right.
Wynn did a really nice job in the book.
Thank you, Sally. We also want to mention the other fundamental principles, which are very essential tools in building your success. And part two of my book addresses that.
Mm-hmm.
And today we will mention these principles, but because of they are in the book, so we will touch base with two or three.
Yeah.
But we'll mention all the principles. And this is also roadmap for achieving personal and financial wealth.
Well, anybody that attends this event on November 5th will get a free copy of your book for coming that day. And if you can't make that event, you can call our show this morning. And if you come on the air, we'll get you a copy of the book, too.
Exactly.
And, but what I want to mention is, you know, what we're talking about in these principles that you're laying out is not so much about investing as it is managing what you already have, right?
Right.
Investing is
only one of the six principles, okay? If you look at the many financial books on the market, you will see a lot of investing. But in order to invest, first of all, you have to manage your basic cash flow. And Tony, my friend, always said, cash is the king.
Right.
And I 100%, 200% agree that.
Yeah.
Without cash flow, positive cash flow, you are not going to make it.
Right.
So that's your first one here, isn't it? Financial planning?
Correct. Yeah.
Yep. Why don't you just list them first?
Yeah. These fundamental principles are financial planning. That's basic financial planning, investment planning. When I talk about investment planning, it's not for selling products.
Mm-hmm.
I am a certified financial planner. I am not a broker or a salesperson. Now, retirement planning, people should start thinking the day they start to work. Insurance planning, a lot of people are worried about insurance because of the ill advice that they receive from a few agents, okay, but insurance planning is very, very important. I may touch base if I come back later on. And then IRA planning for family fortune, because you have to have this IRA. And also we talk about 401k and 403b. Right. Most of the companies are not giving any more pension. So you have
things are changing in that arena.
You have to. And then, yes, maybe Social Security, but who knows? Okay, so you have to start thinking of investing or saving. But at the same time, I want to address this. Some people say, well, this guy is talking on the air and all this invest. We don't even have jobs. I agree. But at the same time, if you don't have a job, you know, you have to sometimes live on your savings.
Right.
At the same time, the main thing is cash flow again, okay? Save a lot and sacrifice. And buy only what you need is not what you want.
Right,
that is what I really believe in.
Well, it's that self-gratification, too. We've kind of grown up on that. Let's hold the thought, because we have to take a short intermission here. We're coming right back here on the Business Talk Radio Network, right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. Okay, we are back. We are back talking business right here on BizTalk. And if you want to give us a call this morning, it's 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the area, 866-887-1150. And we will get you a copy of Winning Ways for Life if you'll come on the air. Our guest this morning, Mao Nguyen, is not only a SCORE mentor and has been for several years, but he's also a financial planner, and he works with an organization called FISC, which is really dedicated to helping people manage their money. And we're talking about the principles. Mao, last time you were on the show, we got to these principles. We didn't actually cover them. But why don't we do that this morning? Why don't we get into these fundamental principles that you're referring to and tell people what they are? Let's do that.
Okay, Jim, thanks. Oh, by the way, I got so excited I forgot to say good morning, good people. I'm always excited about sharing my experience and my knowledge, because I want everybody to be well off. Okay, good morning, good people. And so if you have any questions, call in. And so right now, we are going to outline these principles. As a matter of fact, before the break, I mentioned already about basic financial planning, investment planning, retirement planning, insurance planning, IRA planning, estate planning is quite important too, because people just ignore that. They are only, they are 65% of the people don't have wills or trust. It's very, very bad thing. It's, we have to, you have to understand that wills and trust are very important. And finally, charitable giving. As Jim was saying during the break, is that Americans are the greatest givers in the world.
We lead the world in that. Yes. Yeah, we still do.
And
yeah.
The charitable giving is very good. You know, it makes you feel good because people need help. People need money, people need help, and I'm a strong believer of charitable giving.
And every time something breaks out in the world, there's a national or a worldwide catastrophe, the Americans are the first ones in with help. I mean, right there. Okay, we do have a caller on the line. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, better than we deserve, all of us.
Hey, I have a question. We own an agriculture property. I mean, we have property and we have agricultural income. Can you tell me, is there any really good agricultural accountants out there?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because, you know, agriculture is a whole different animal than you guys are talking about.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And I'm looking to see if I could, because I'm not trusting our accountant we have now.
And
so.
Agriculture is a business, is a, I mean,
correct.
Yeah, we talk
Kathy,
about, yeah.
Kathy, do you have any loans with a financial institution for your agricultural business?
We
you
do.
You don't have to name the institution.
We do.
I would go to your loan officer or someone at that financial institution and ask them to provide you with the names of three accounting firms who they have experience with in the agricultural business.
But does your company have any things that they would recommend? Or don't
Discord?
You really deal with agriculture because the agriculture market is going so it's getting downsized and
yeah.
I hate to tell you, we might be one of those mega farms and I'm a spouse that
I'm
scared about that.
Yep. In a score chapter, I'm trying to think, Kathy, of anyone who might be an agricultural expert, and I can't think of anybody right now. I can check for you. If you would leave your phone number with Gary at the switchboard,
okay.
We can get back to you. If you have a phone number and an email, please do that.
I will do that, actually.
And then, but check with your financial as well, and I'll get back to you this coming week and follow up and see how you did, and I'll let you know how I did on my research.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's very, very right on looking for
absolutely.
Somebody specifically in that industry. And Kathy, why don't we get off the air? We want to get an address. I want to get a book out to you that Mao has written.
Okay.
Good question, Kathy. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
bye now.
Okay, we started talking about, Maung, you were going over the six or seven principles that you made fundamental in helping to bring your life together.
Because of that too, I'm from rags to richness.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, bragging, but the point is that if you follow these principles and apply them.
Yeah.
It will be your success there. I call the roadmap to success.
When did you just say from rags to richness or riches?
Richness.
Richness.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because richness incorporates spirituality as well as the material things.
Yeah. We all think of material things when we start conjure up that image with riches, but you're talking richness, a way of life.
Correct.
Right.
Personal well-being.
Yeah. And I feel very great when I go home. I can sleep well because what I have done for the community.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to mention that I have touched the lives of many people in our community for the last 16 and a half years. But am I satisfied? No. Because I feel that I'm a one-man crusade.
Right.
Okay? How much can I reach out? But this book will be used as a vehicle to reach within our community and beyond.
Right.
To bring financial literacy education to those people which I may never meet, but I like to leave the legacy because, as I said before, richness, okay? Not only money, but spiritual things and helping people.
Now, Jim, I just like to repeat what you said earlier for the listening audience. Wynn is going to be a featured presenter at this money conference on Saturday, November 5th at Fox Valley Technical College beginning at 8:30 till 3:30. The cost is $5 pre-registered adult, $2.50 pre-registered youth. If you pay on the day it's $7 and $3. Mm-hmm. It's not big money. You're going to walk out of there with a book that's worth more than that, and you're going to walk out of there with a lot of inspiration,
yes,
and a lot of networking and a sense of direction for where you can go with your life.
And you also will have breakfast, free breakfast, and free lunch.
So there you go.
And a lot of door prizes.
Oh, you're going to feed them too. Ah, see, he does give a lot of weight, doesn't he?
I'm not feeding, but the sponsors are doing
when,
that.
When in the last year and the years before, how many people showed up for this money
conference? Well, it all depends. Some years, about one time, it was about over 100, and one time was a lot less.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Ron, are you with us?
Yes.
Good morning, Ron.
It has to do with insurance planning for mm-hmm. people 65. You know, you can make a choice between a supplement, mm-hmm. just have original Medicare, or take a Medicare Advantage plan. I'm curious as to what type of decision process you go through that. And I'm at work, so I'm going to have to listen off the air.
That's fine. That's fine. That's a good question, too.
As a matter of fact, I'm doing myself because I'm over 65, and you must... You should have a supplemental insurance, okay? And
then in addition to the Medicare, is what you're saying.
Medicare,
yeah,
is not going to cut it, just all Medicare. Right. So I'm meeting with my friend agent. So, but now they have given all kinds of these insurance options, but you have to really sort it through.
Hey, Wynn, will this be covered at the conference? Are you going to talk about insurance at the conference?
Yeah, I'll be talking the insurance, but not health insurance. I'll be covering the life insurance.
Okay.
That's great. Because, as you said before, what about a lot of people that are going to be needing long-term health care, maybe as they get elderly, can't function anymore?
Yeah,
and need
long-term care is nice to have, but it's very premiums are very high. But sometimes they are thinking about you need an attorney for the Medicaid planning.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't want to touch that because I'm not an attorney. But you have to think about that too.
Well, and Medicare is not going to cover that.
Medicare doesn't cover long-term care because only the first 20 days Medicare will cover. And then the next 80 days up to the 100th day, 80%. After that, Medicare doesn't cover the long-term care.
Yeah.
So these are proper planning. I'm glad you asked this question, sir, because at least you are on track. But again, I want to advise you that only don't stick with one option. Talk to a couple of agents or more and look at the options. I myself will be doing this Monday. But all of us, can you imagine that? Health plans are changing every year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. How can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, they can get a hold of me at FIS. My office number is 920-968-6343. And you can get me on my cell phone, 920-573-2201. I want to mention to you, a few of my friends said, don't you give out your phone numbers because you have enough clients and enough trouble. And how are you going to handle that?
But right, you don't now turn anybody away, Mao.
I haven't done anybody away.
Yeah, you've always found a time to be able to deal with
your
people.
Phone number at FISC again was 920-968-6343.
Yeah, that's my direct office number.
That's the office number.
And my cell phone is 920-573-2201.
Right. See, the thing about your counseling in that arena is that you're not fee-based. You're not charging a fee.
Exactly.
And you're not getting a commission from anybody by selling any kind of annuities or anything like that.
I don't sell products. Yeah. Okay. I don't even give a specific stock to buy.
Right.
It's not what I'm trying to do. It's overall financial planning.
I like it. Yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
And helping the business or the individual apply the literacy to make the right acquisitions.
Now, one of the things, and as we go through these principles, talking to a business-related audience, is that a lot of these people are self-employed. They don't have an employer. They don't have anything coming in other than what they generate through their business. So a lot of what you're going to be covering this will deal with those self-employed individuals?
No, mainly personal planning.
Okay.
But self-employed, I want to say, is a set aside money and also set for your retirement planning. There are all kinds of retirement planning on your own for your own business. The SEP, simple, IRA, and so forth.
Right, right.
But you have to think about setting aside that money. Otherwise, when you got about hit 50, what are you going to do?
Right.
The time is running out.
Right.
So plan ahead and think about and talk to the advisors. Come to SCORE, okay? Go to FIS. But seek out. Because right now, I was so shocked to read the article in USA Today, and also people are giving up. Okay? People are giving up, and they said, so what? Okay? But you still have to live for today and tomorrow.
Right.
So
right.
And it's never too early to begin saving for retirement.
Correct.
In fact, the advantage is to those who start the youngest, they've got the longest time to get the return on their investment.
Time horizon. I will mention that. I was talking to Tony the other day. I started my college at age 17. You know, when I got my first degree, undergraduate, when I was 30. And that's how I started my professional. So it's pretty long, but it's never too late.
Never too late to learn.
Never too late. And life is what you make of it. So that's why in my case, I pluck along, I'm very determined, and every time I do that, it reminds me of Frank Sinatra's song. I did it my way. Yeah, there were regrets. And in my book,
song.
If you read that, there are regrets.
Great song.
But the positive outcomes outweigh the negatives.
Right.
So
right.
This is what you have to do your way, but don't quit.
Right. Right.
Well, when you're going to be back on the show in about 25 years talking about the same thing, and the young people today will have their children listening to you.
If I'm still alive.
You will be.
With God willing.
You won't quit.
I pray every morning, dear Lord, give me the strength and wisdom and courage so that I can keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is so great about it, is money is not an issue.
Right.
Not because I'm not a very, very rich person anyway. But my wife and we live very comfortably because we believe in spend less than what you have.
How is it that the richest people in the world were never always motivated by money?
Right.
Okay, we are coming back. We're going to take our last break here on the Business Talk Radio Network. You're listening to News Talk 1150. WHBY. We'll be right back.
And now the end is near. And so I think the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived.
See, you mentioned my way, and what do we do?
We do it your way, Wynn.
My musical partner does a great rendition of both Frank and Elvis. He does sing that.
I requested that.
He did. You did, yeah.
And they did it both.
Yeah, that was a great song.
But again, I mean, we're having to take control of our own life. What you're saying. That's what I like.
That wasn't Frank.
That wasn't Frank, no.
Sorry about that, wrong button.
Hey, we're coming down the stretch here, and I think before we get time gets away from us, we asked Maung if you would give us a pearl of wisdom, a biz tip, before we go. 3 minutes. Are you ready to fire one off at us?
Yeah, fire one is cash. It's the king.
Cash is
flow.
King.
Tony, your statement, cash is the king, cash flow.
It's very,
and
so important.
That's so important. And also those people who are in business already or trying to start a business, make sure that your finances are under control.
Yes.
I have a few clients coming in with a mess. Personal finances and the business, they are all mixed, especially with a credit card.
Yep.
And that is very tough.
What makes people think because they couldn't handle their finances personally that they're going to be able to handle them in business? Usually what they do personally transfers over to what they do in business.
If you don't settle that one, because business transaction is a lot tougher than personal.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm finding out.
One more word, Wynn. Just another reminder for the audience. November 5th, Fox Valley Technical College, the 9th annual Fox City's Money Conference. You're a featured speaker. It's for adults.
For lunchtime.
You're adults. and it's for children. It's $7 to get in, $3 for adults, $3 for youth if you sign up on that day, $5 and $2.50 if you pre-register. But lunch and breakfast and a book, you're going to get more than your money back.
Yeah, they can...
And the knowledge you pick up. So, folks, remember, November 5th, Fox Valley Tech, Saturday, 8:30 to 3:30, 2 weeks from today, Money Conference.
And they can also go to a website. It's Asset Builders, A-S-S-E-T, builders.org, for more information on this event.
And on that day, too, Alan Priel of FIST will also be the morning keynote speaker, and he will be talking about 20 ways to save money in 20 minutes.
Oh, I know Alan. Yep.
So that, he's a very
Alan's
good,
a good guy.
Very good guy. So
he writes an article in the paper.
Yeah,
column
so
in the
you
paper.
Will yes. you will hear yep. from both of us. And as we mentioned earlier, Goodwill will be giving away these books. And on the November 13th, mm-hmm. all these books will be in Goodwill stores.
And our listeners, Ron and Kathy called in this morning, will be getting a book off to them in the mail. So.
What did you just say?
On November 13th, there will be book signing at the Dobwise store, Goodwill Dobwise store. Mm-hmm. I'll be there from 1 to 3.
Okay. On November 13th.
On November 13th, that's Sunday. See, I get myself involved not only on 5 days a week, and on weekends too.
So folks can go buy these books in a Goodwill store.
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right, I think we're just about coming down the stretch this morning. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Biz Talk is on the air, and
thanks for being our guest this morning, Wynn.
Yeah, I want to thank Mo.
It's a pleasure, guys. I'm always excited to talk to the people, but they cannot talk back to me. So that's one thing is good. So
you know something, Mo? People hear the sincerity comes through you, in your voice, and people love to listen to you.
They can come and meet you on November 5th.
Yes, and please do so.
Next week, Jim, our guest is Pat Lowney with Lakeview Credit Union.
Yep. Okay, and that's the show for this week, folks. Thank you for listening. We'll catch up with you next Saturday morning. Same time, same station. Have a good one. More than I could chew.